It's important to our democracy, NBA will not schedule games on Election Day. By Jacob Bliss on August 16, 2022. The NBA will not be scheduling any games on the midterm election day, but all 30 teams will play the night before on November 7, the Associated Press stated. The league looks to use this as an opportunity to encourage its fans to get out and vote to amplify the need for civic engagement. The official schedule will be released Wednesday for all 30 teams. However, the teams are encouraged to use their platforms to share election information with the fans, like registration deadlines, in the weeks leading up to election night. The election will take place on November 8 for all 435 seats in the U.S. House of Representatives and 30 U.S. Senate seats, along with gubernatorial and state races. The scheduling decision came out of the NBA family's focus on promoting nonpartisan civic engagement and encouraging fans to make a plan to vote during midterm elections, the league said Tuesday. "It's unusual. We don't usually change the schedule for an external event," said the executive director of the NBA Social Justice Coalition, James Cadogan. "But voting and election day are obviously unique and incredibly important to our democracy. Having teams help promote civic engagement by not playing on election night is a rare move by the league. Typically, the NBA will not play games on significant events such as Thanksgiving and Christmas Eve. In addition to trying not to schedule games on the day of the NCAA Men's Basketball Championship game. Usually, there are also a few days off around the All-Star game. However, given the league's penchant for left-wing activism, its left-leaning fan base, and the red wave of Republican voters expected to crash down on voting booths nationwide during this year's midterms, perhaps it's not so surprising the league would make this move. In 2020, during the last election, much of the league and its players were openly involved in the election effort. The Associated Press contributed the push in response to the deaths of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor, racial inequality, and police brutality. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.